Our scripture reading this morning is taken from the Gospel according to John. We read a portion of chapter 10. The Gospel according to John, chapter 10. We'll read the first 18 verses of this passage. Our text this morning is found in verses 7 through 10, where the Lord Jesus speaks of himself as the door of the sheep. We hear the word of God in John chapter 10. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is an hireling and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. Thus far we read from God's holy word. So I said our text this morning is found in this passage, John 10, verses 7 through 10. 7 through 10, where we read, Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come, that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Beloved congregation in our Lord Jesus Christ, perhaps there seems something a bit strange in Christ calling himself the door. In view of the fact that in the previous verses he speaks of the shepherd entering into the sheepfold by the door. Here Christ does not enter through the door unto his sheep, but he himself is the door by which the sheep enter, are saved, and go in and out and find pasture. However, this difficulty disappears when we bear in mind that in the parable Jesus is portraying the different attitudes of the false shepherds, the thieves, and on the other hand, of the true shepherds. Whereas here in our text, the Lord is teaching the truth concerning his relationship to his sheep on a higher level. Here the Savior teaches the uniqueness of his being the shepherd of the sheep by his death and resurrection and ascension and the outpouring of his Spirit. He is the door of the sheep who were given to him by the Father. Christ is the door. He is emphatically the door. There is no other door to life and blessing. He says very emphatically, I am the door. No one else is the door. He is the personal door. By entering through him, we enter into life. He is the mediator of God and man. He gives life, and he gives it more abundantly. He gives overflowing life. It is eternal life. And it's all presented us here in the metaphor of a door. And we shouldn't fail to see the significance either of the I am. Repeatedly, John speaks of Christ as saying, I am. And we have here the great self-assertion of Christ. On one occasion, Christ simply said, I am, in the Garden of Gethsemane. And upon that statement, the soldiers and the band with them fell backwards to the ground. The incident, the constant usage of the words I am show that we have here to do with something unique in the mouth of Jesus. This could only come from his lips. He is greater than Solomon, greater than all the prophets. He is the great shepherd of Israel. He is the great I am that I am, the covenant Jehovah who came into our flesh. In him the Lord has visited his people. His is a glory full of grace and truth. He is in the bosom of the Father. He is the only begotten God, very God of God in our flesh. God is manifested in him in the flesh. In these last days, God has spoken unto us through his Son. That makes the I am the door of the sheep to stand out in a new light. He is the door, which is a sheep door. Only the sheep can use this door and enter in. The door here is the way to the Father. Covenant, fellowship with God. It is the opening of all the treasures of salvation and our entrance into it. The salvation is all cast in metaphorical language here. Notice, first of all, it is an entering through Christ by his death and resurrection and ascension, by the operation of his Spirit. And in addition, there is the constant fellowship alluded to as we shall go in and out and find pasture. It refers to the joy of salvation ever afterwards. It makes us think of Psalm 23 from which we just sang, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. It's in this light that we consider our text this morning under the theme, I am the door of the sheep. And we notice, first of all, that he is the only door. Secondly, that it is a sure entry. And finally, that it is a full salvation. While Jesus spoke these words for the peace and comfort of his disciples, he also spoke it to expose false shepherds and false sheep who were even in his audience. There were wolves and goats at that time too, who were pretending to be shepherds and sheep. And Jesus wanted them to be aware that he knew who they really were. And he wanted his true shepherds and sheep to know it too. And so when Jesus explains to his disciples, first of all, that he is the door of the sheep, he does so by way of contrast. In our text, as well as in the context, he speaks of thieves and robbers. In the life of a shepherd and his sheep, there were always such evildoers, sheep stealers, that had to be dealt with. Those who had no love for the sheep and provided no true care for them. They came only to harm the sheep. And for that reason, they did not enter the sheepfold through the gate. They attempted to climb in some other way. Jesus takes that earthly reality and applies it to what goes on in the church in her visible manifestation in this world. Applying it, first of all, to his own time, Jesus refers to the fact that many of the religious leaders of his day were spiritual thieves and robbers of God's true people as sheep. They were not truly interested in them and in their welfare. They did not really care for them. They really only sought to harm, yea, to kill God's sheep. The proof of that is that they themselves did not enter the sheepfold through the door, and they did not teach the sheep to go through the door. Applying that principle spiritually means they did not truly believe in Christ, the door. And they did not enter the kingdom through Christ. They did not teach the people to enter the kingdom only through Christ. They had another way, supposedly, into the church and kingdom of God, the way of their own works, the way of self-righteousness, the way of human merit. And that's how they tried to steal the sheep of God, too. Jesus wanted it known that they could not be saved in this way. Neither could those who would follow these false shepherds. There is no entrance into the sheepfold of God in this way of man's works. Jesus is teaching here that there is no salvation in man's supposed righteousness. There is only one way into the church, only one way of salvation, and that was himself. He is the door. He is the only door of the sheep. And in addition, Jesus means to teach us that such thieves and robbers are always present in the church as it's manifest in this world. There are always false teachers who do not enter the sheepfold through Christ, the door, and who do not point the sheep to this only true door into the sheepfold. With their false doctrines, they try to climb up some other way into the church and to try to achieve salvation. It might be through the works of the law, like the Pharisees. It might be through free will, like so many today. It might be through outward tradition. It might be through the door of politics and socialism, like much of liberalism today. Whatever the case may be, Jesus says that these people are thieves and robbers because they reject the only real door into the sheepfold. They do not want Christ for themselves, and they do not want Christ for the sheep. And in so doing, they steal souls and lives in order to destroy them. We have to be aware of that too, for our own good and that of our children. There is no entrance into the sheepfold through these false shepherds and teachers. There is no salvation to be found in the denial of Christ and salvation by grace alone. There is no salvation to be found in the denial of his word of truth. In any doctrine of Holy Scripture, false teachers are thieves and robbers who would steal our souls and try to kill us. In contrast to these thieves and robbers is our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the door of the sheep. Oh yes, he is truly also the good shepherd who himself enters the sheepfold by the door because he loves his sheep and seeks their welfare. But the point in our text is that Jesus himself is the door. He is the gate that opens into the sheepfold of the church. He is the door that opens salvation and life, yea, life eternal. Only when we enter through him are we saved. It's just another way of saying that Jesus Christ is the only way of salvation, the only way into the kingdom of God, the only way to the Father. Yes, Jesus is the only door. He is an exclusive door. Notice he is a particular door. He is the door of the sheep, not the door of the goats. He is the door only for the elect given him of the Father. Why is this? Why is Jesus the only door of the sheep, the only gate into the sheepfold? Why is he the only way of salvation? First of all, because he is himself truly God. God in the flesh. Remember again that all of the I am's that Jesus speaks declare him to be divine, very God of very God. John especially records in his gospel that truth that Jesus is the only begotten Son of God, eternally and naturally. And this I am statement also reveals this about Jesus. When Jesus says, I am the door of the sheep, he declares himself to be the great I am, Jehovah, God. And remember, beloved, that this is just what we need for a door or a gate. It is God, God himself, who must serve as the only access to the sheepfold of salvation. Man cannot be that door. No man can be our entrance into the flock of God. No mere man can be the gate of salvation. God must be. And here, in the name of Jesus Christ, he is revealed to be exactly that for us. And so too, Jesus is the only door of the sheep precisely because he alone is God in the flesh. God became man to save us. This Jesus is not a mere man, but neither is he only God. He is God come down to take on our human nature. God come down to be the mediator. God come down to bring God and man together by bearing our sin, dying on the cross. For only in that way of reconciliation, by atonement on the cross, is there a door for us into the sheepfold of God. It's the only way of salvation. And as it is as such that Jesus points to himself in this word, I am the door of the sheep. Beloved, do you know him as that door? That beautiful, blessed door? The fact that Jesus is the door of the sheep also reveals that he does actually save the sheep by causing them to enter into that only door of the sheepfold. Verse 9 of our text speaks to this salvation of the sheep. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. Notice that our text does this from the viewpoint of the sinner and his duty. And thus, it does so by way of a conditional clause. But understand that any man phrase does not mean that any and every person is able to enter the gate called Jesus, nor does it mean that the door of salvation is a possibility for any and everyone. That's the lie of Arminianism. A salvation dependent on the sinner means no salvation. And a salvation which is a possibility for all is a salvation in reality for none. No, we must understand our text to mean that Jesus is the door that saves, that causes sinners to enter into the gate of the sheepfold and find salvation. Notice how our text speaks of that, the certainty of that salvation. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. Again, notice that Jesus is not the door for all men, but only for the sheep, those given him of the Father in eternal election. And yet these sheep are viewed here not just from the viewpoint of their election, they are also viewed here from the perspective of their need for salvation. Their natural, sinful state as sheep. We are sinners, are we not? Sinners who do not by nature belong to the sheepfold as it's manifested on earth. These sheep need to enter in by the door exactly because they are by nature on the outside of salvation, outside of the kingdom of God. As such, we are without safety and security. As such, we are exposed to every spiritual danger. We of ourselves are without pasture, without food and water. We are wasted and wasting away. We are as walking dead. We would perish. But for us, his sheep, Jesus is the door. And that means that Jesus sees to it that his people are brought to salvation. You see, the Father's electing grace is also a powerful and effective and irresistible grace. That salvation is made plain in our text. Again, notice that Jesus says, "By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved." The very door by which elect sinners must enter in order to be saved is the door that causes them to enter in the first place. Jesus is a complete Savior. And that means that he sees to every aspect of our salvation and deliverance from sin. So where there are sheep of his lying on the outside of the church of God, unable and unwilling to enter the door, he leads them in by the sovereign operations of his Spirit. And that is how he shows that he is the good shepherd of the sheep as well. He cares for them, he loves them, and he so works regeneration in them so that they enter the door and become part of the flock of the church. As the context here reveals, this saving work of the door of the sheep includes the saving calling. In verses 3 and 4 of this passage, Jesus says, "To him," that is, to the shepherd, "the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them. And the sheep follow him." Why? For they know his voice. The sheep hear Jesus' voice in the preaching of the gospel, and they follow him. That refers, of course, to their initial salvation, the first time they hear his voice and come to him, but that's also an ongoing activity in the life of God's sheep. Continually, Jesus calls to us. We hear his voice. We know him. He leads us. That's why our text goes on to speak of the salvation of the sheep in terms of going in and out and finding pasture. A door, as you know, leads both in and out. And that's the way it works with the gate of the sheepfold. The gate was opened in the evening to let the sheep come in into the fold. There, through the dark hours of the night, they could find rest and peace and safety. They were secure. But in the morning, the shepherds would open the gate, let the sheep out for grazing in the pasture, for feeding. And so it is spiritually with Jesus, the door of the sheep. He opens to bring his people into the fold of the church where there is peace and safety and security. But he also opens that door to feed us, not on the outside of the church, but within, through the church, through the means of grace he has instituted in the church. Christ opens the door to give us the rich food of his word so that we are nourished, built up, made strong, so that we continue to grow into mature sheep of his. And also, behold, beloved, the richness of our pasture this morning and the provision he makes for us also at the table of the Lord. So finally, our text speaks of the salvation Jesus, the door, gives his sheep. When it says in verse 10, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Notice the contrast. The false shepherds come to the fold to kill the sheep. Jesus came to give his people life. That is what he suffered and died for, to obtain that for us. And that is what he imparts to us when he causes us to be born again. That life that Jesus makes his people have, he makes them have abundantly. It is not a meager life. It is not a bare existence. It is blessed life, life with God, fellowship with the living Jehovah. It is not merely earthly life and being. It is spiritual life, heavenly life. Nor is it mere temporal life, but eternal life. And it increases as life goes on. It becomes ever richer and fuller until it ends in glory. The gates of the heavenly sheepfold opens to all the sheep of God. The truth that Jesus is the door of the sheep comes with a serious calling. That is, according to verse 9, we must enter this door. That's simply another way of saying that we must believe in Christ. That's how sinners enter the sheepfold. It's true that no one is able to enter that door by himself. The sheep enter principally by the wonder of regeneration when they are entirely passive. But our text is viewing the sheep from the viewpoint of their conscious activity as the grace of God is at work within them. Then they enter the sheepfold by the door of Christ. They believe on him. They consciously find and appropriate salvation, nourishment, life. They consciously go in and out to find pasture. Living in and out of Christ, we must always be seeking and finding that food for our hungry and thirsty souls. Beloved, are you entering by the door? going in and out, finding food on Jesus Christ, His Word, the truth of the gospel. Also, as we have it this morning in the sacrament of the Lord's Supper, we must know, as Jesus says here, that by Him, if any man enters in, he shall be saved. But the opposite is also true. If we do not enter in by way of Christ, if we do not go through the door into the kingdom of God, then we cannot be saved. We cannot find spiritual food. We cannot find safety and security in the midst of this world. Only in Christ, the door, is this to be found. And that makes this entering in by the door of the sheepfold serious business. Serious because it's a matter of salvation itself, a matter of eternal life or eternal death. It's serious also because, as Jesus has taught us, there are thieves and robbers to contend with. There are those who will not enter in by the door and who would not show us the door. But the true gospel of Jesus Christ, revealed in the Scriptures, holds before us that door. Hearing that word that He has given us, I am the door of the sheep. Through the working of His Spirit, we believe. We enter in only by Him. Beloved, there is but one door, and that door is Jesus. And there is only one way of entrance through that door. It is the narrow way, and that way is Jesus. And there is only one strength to walk on that way and to go through the gate into the city. And that strength is Jesus. There is only one will to walk and to go, and that is all is Jesus. It is salvation of the Lord. For no honor or praise shall go to mere man. God is God. And the end of that is glory. The Apostle John on the Isle of Patmos saw in the vision the heavens opened. And the words which he uses brings us this same idea. We read, "After this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And through that door he saw marvelous things, things that fill us with joy, which cause us to break out in praise to our God. He saw the four beasts who have so many, many eyes. They represent the regenerated, the renewed creation. He saw in addition the 24 elders, the church, the sum total of the saints, Old and New Testament. But in the midst of the heavens was a throne, and He who sat on it, God, blessed forever." That God of our salvation provided that opening in heaven, that door, His Son. And that Son, when He completed all righteousness, entered in. And we shall also enter. When our souls have completed their earthly pilgrimage and weary and spent, we lie down our head, our eyes close, our earthly days are ended, then our souls are freed. They soar upward. There are those pearly gates of the New Jerusalem with the everlasting heads. But Jesus is with us always. He, through His Spirit, shall cause us to break forth in singing, "The glorious gates of righteousness throw open unto me, and I will enter them with praise, O Lord, my God, to Thee." Amen. Most merciful and gracious Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for Thy word, Thy precious word. I am the door of the sheep. We thank Thee for Jesus Christ, the door. At the same time, the Good Shepherd. We thank Thee for the wonder of that salvation which Thou hast wrought through Him. May Thy name receive the praise, the honor, the glory, now and forever. We ask it even now with the remission of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen.